Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us now is Doug Felter with John Deere. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're here to talk about your new tractor. Tell us about it. What's the scoop?
Well, we've got a number of new tractors this year, actually. So in September, we announced our updated 6M series, which is a mid-size tractor that's great in like hay, livestock type of operations, or maybe property care, going from about 110 to 195 horsepower. And then at the end of October, we also announced a complete overhaul to our row crop tractors in the 7 and the 8 family. Those goes from 210 up to 410 horsepower, depending on which model you're in. So a number of exciting new features, like a new cab and some new styling and even a new machine form with our 8RX 4-track tractor.
What are some of the trends? What are growers looking for? What do they want to see different or improved?
Yeah, so I think a couple of the key things that come out to me, I mentioned about the new cab, is we hear a lot about comfort. Everybody's trying to maximize the amount of time in our short windows, and so they spend a lot of hours, especially in large tractors. And when we asked them about that, they really said, I want comfort similar to my truck or to my car and features that are familiar. And so when you step into that new cab, we've added a lot of space and headroom and entry path, but we've added a lot of controls that are going to be very familiar. So adjusting the windshield wipers or the lights or even the seat is going to feel a lot like an automotive piece of equipment. We've offered some packaging as well that offers a touchscreen radio. You know, you find a lot more USB ports to stay connected. And then in our ultimate cab package, our brand new seat is a leather heated and ventilated with massage, which seems a little excessive, but you know, when you're spending 10, 12, maybe 14 hours a day, being able to maintain comfort and remain alert and really put in the hours is very key for that. So,
considering our average age of our farmer is going up, and like you said, so many hours, and they just want to get the job done in a short window.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a lot of comfort features in that. We also see ever-growing interest, I guess, or dependence even, on precision ag technologies. In our large tractors that are engaged in row crop, it's really just fundamental. You don't buy it without it. And so we've also risen the level of that capability. With these new tractors, we've integrated our Starfire receiver, which minimizes some calibrations. That joins our already integrated displays that we've had for a few years, and we've been offering AutoTrack as standard equipment for a couple of years as well. So what that leaves you with is a tractor that's coming right out of the factory without you adding any hardware. You put in a little bit of your field and farm information, and you're operating at a high level of precision in a very short period of time without bringing any hardware to that. And so we've risen the capability of that as well with these new tractors.
What is the marketplace like? Where are most of them going? Are they staying here in the U.S., overseas, or?
Well, you know, we're a global company, and we continue to see John Deere machinery go to all parts of the globe, but a lot of our equipment does still stay right here in the U.S. and North American area for those large tractors.
How about tractor sales? How are we doing there?
Well, you know, I mean, the ag economy is in some challenging times and whatever, but we've seen a number of growers continue to be looking to the future and really looking at some of those things like precision ag technologies or equipment that can help them run longer and more productively to manage their costs, maybe be more productive, and ultimately give them a leg up in this tough environment.
Absolutely. Doug Felter with John Deere, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thanks, Shauna.
Stick around. Eric will be right back with much more Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. You're listening to Ag Central. Keep it here all day for Ag Updates all day.